From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. is pledging to strengthen ties with Japan on various matters, including global economic growth. Following a meeting today with visiting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, the president said that while a sequester or broad spending cuts will affect the U.S. government, it wouldn't threaten the world financial system.
The sequester going into effect will not threaten the world financial system. It's not like the equivalent of the U.S. defaulting on its obligations. What it does mean, though, is that if the U.S. is growing slower, then other countries grow slower.
But negotiations seem to have stalled to avert mandatory budget cuts in less than 2 weeks in the U.S. Budget battles in this country and other nations have raised concerns among NATO ministers in Brussels about defense spending cuts and the impact that could have on global security. Air travelers should prepare for delays at the nation's busiest airports if the across-the-board spending cuts known as sequestration take effect. NPR's Brian Naylor reports the Obama administration is warning some control towers at smaller airports could be closed altogether.
Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the FAA will have to furlough the vast majority of its employees, including air traffic controllers, for at least one day a pay period. That will mean fewer controllers directing flights and, LaHood says, delays for travelers.
Flights to major cities like New York, Chicago, and San Francisco and others could experience delays of up to 90 minutes during peak hours because we have fewer controllers on staff. Delays in these major airports will ripple across the country.
LaHood says he expects airlines will begin to cancel some flights once they see the potential impact of the furloughs. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. now has about 100 troops in the African country of Niger. Details from NPR's Ari Shapiro.
The letter says these troops, quote, will provide support for intelligence collection and also facilitate intelligence sharing with French forces conducting operations in Mali. Mali is next door to Niger. It was the scene of a major French offensive last month. French troops drove Islamist militants out of Malian cities. But the militants are still at large, and there are fears that they could pop up in Niger. According to the president's letter, the U.S. troops in Niger have weapons, but they are, quote, for the purposes of providing their own force protection and security. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Famed Paralympian Oscar Pistorius is out on bail to await trial in the recent death of his girlfriend Reva Steenkamp. The athlete's family, including his uncle Arnold Pistorius, expressed mixed emotions today. The athlete was charged with premeditated murder and Steenkamp's shooting death Valentine's Day. Dow is up 100 points. This is NPR News. As the plains in Midwest dig out of one of the worst winter storms in years, the Northeast is bracing for more of the same. Meteorologist Andrew Orison says New England may get significant amounts of snow soon.
There will be the potential for some areas to see in excess of a foot of snow, with the primary impact areas being Massachusetts, Vermont, New Hampshire, and portions of southern Maine.
In Kansas, many drivers were stranded on snow-packed roads. Businesses and schools were shut down in multiple states, and hundreds of flights were canceled. The storm is blamed in at least two deaths. Scientists have discovered a new secret in the lives of bees. NPR's Adam Cole reports bumblebees can use electric fields to remember where to find nectar-rich flowers.
Flowers will do anything to attract a bee's attention. They need pollinators to help them reproduce, so they'll use bright colors, ultraviolet patterns, and sweet smells. Now, researchers at the University of Bristol have discovered a new way flowers are communicating with bees, electric fields. Flowers naturally have a slight negative charge. Bees, on the other hand, develop a slight positive charge just by flying through the air. As a bee gets close to a flower, there's an electric interaction, and the bee can feel it. It learns to associate distinct electric fields with nectar. The discovery appears in this week's Science magazine. Adam Cole, NPR News.
At last, check on Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 98 points at 13,979. NASDAQ gaining 23 at 3154. S&P 500 up 10 at 1512. This is NPR.